Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're here on a lovely day again in Seattle. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie. It's so beautiful that I forgot to even turn my mic on. I'm just distracted by the gorgeousness of
that's
the
how
world.
Beautiful it is.
That's taking it to a new level.
Well, I was in New England last weekend, actually kind of a long, long weekend, Thursday to Tuesday.
Did you bring me back any maple syrup?
No, but I did
any
actually.
Chowder?
No. But I will. I did actually get some little glass maple syrup bottles that are shaped like a maple leaf that are full of syrup. They're not that big because cool. I was at a wedding.
Nice.
And they were these like gifts for everybody and nobody took any. So my friend and I just sort of swiped a lot of them. But I didn't bring them on the plane because I wasn't sure if they were...
That's a liquid.
Right.
They would bust
I wasn't
you.
Sure how big they were, right. So I'm going to have them sent out. But I would be happy to give you one, Eric, if you like maple syrup.
Yeah, I love maple syrup.
It's a Vermont maple syrup, the best kind.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I was in New England for a wedding, and a friend of mine from college got married, and I left on Thursday, and have some dog-related stories to talk about. First of all, when I was in the airport in Seattle, there were, when I was on my way to my gate to catch my flight, there were a couple dogs with muzzles on at, like working dogs, at one of the gates, like waiting to check in.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked like they were like military dogs or police dogs. Their handlers weren't in uniform, but they weren't just, like one of them was a German Shepherd and the other was a breed I couldn't tell because his muzzle was covered up, but I was very curious about them and wanted to talk to them, but that's generally not what you do.
Right.
Go ask them about their dogs. They definitely looked business, but that was interesting. And then I was in Newburyport, Massachusetts, which is where my dad lives, and it's a little northern Massachusetts coastal town. It's a very cute, cute town. And I was talking, there were a couple different pet stores that I went into and talked with the owners and almost bought Leia a Patriots collar because I'm a New England Patriots fan, but I didn't. I should have. It would have looked very cute on her. But they were one of the store owners was telling me, because it's been so hot, we were talking about dogs in cars and, you know, people leaving dogs in hot cars and how it's so bad and how it really only takes a few minutes in order for the car to get hot enough that it can actually cause damage. And she said that in Newburyport, they will arrest people for leaving their dogs in a car when it's hot out.
I think that's probably a good policy, actually.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's cool. They don't do that here. I mean, I would assert that Seattle police have more to do than the Newburyport police.
Probably, yeah.
But gosh, I wish that there was a really severe fine for that. And they'll break dogs out of cars and arrest people for leaving their dogs in cars and stuff. So that was kind of interesting. I was sort of happy to hear that. But as I said, I think our Seattle police have more to do than the Newburyport Mass police. Just a hunch.
It's entirely probable.
Yes. Well, I was looking for... So today's the day we're fine. We, no matter what, I'm going to talk about Albert, the doodle. Because mentioned him a couple weeks ago, and we had some callers.
The ongoing adventures of Albert, yes. The problem doodle.
Talk about a teaser. What is going on? So Albert is a client of mine. He's a 10-month-old labradoodle. He's a sort of like a Australian labradoodle, so they're like a medium-sized dog. They're not a huge doodle, which they can get big. So it's a mini poodle crossed with a lab. So he, he's doing a few different things, and I'm going to talk about a few different behaviors today. And just to give some people, some new listeners, some background, my expertise is in dog training, behavior, and nutrition. And as I do lots of fabulous guest interviews on the show, that's where my expertise is. So I actually work in the Seattle area, greater Seattle area, with people and their dogs, anything from basic obedience training, like, you know, basic classes, group classes, and just teaching dogs some basic commands, all the way to more specific behavioral problems and even some intense behavioral issues like aggression or anxiety and that type of stuff I am comfortable working with, too. So I wanted to share some client stories today. And later in the show, I will open up the lines so that if any of you listeners have questions about your dogs or your neighbor's dog or, you know, your sister's dog or whatever, you're welcome to call in later on in the show and you can ask me on air and I will be happy to answer your question. But Albert is a 10-month-old Labradoodle. So 10 months is in adolescence. Dogs generally hit adolescence at about 6 months and they are generally in adolescence until they're about 2 years old. So that's the window. So he's in the worst of it as far as younger adolescent. You know, they do, similar to humans, they get more testy. They can be overreactive. Dogs can get really easily spooked by things when they're adolescent. And they can just generally be more stubborn and motivated to try to get away with things. So anyway, what Albert sort of offered as a behavior when he was a younger dog is that he would steal things. And he's become sort of a compulsive, well, I don't know if it's really compulsive, but he basically learned to steal things to get attention. And unfortunately, what his owners were told to do by another trainer was actually something that made the behavior worse, which is, you know, I come across that every once in a while. And, you know, there's lots of different types of ways to train a dog. And there's certainly not one right way because dogs are all individuals. But there are generally some things that are not a good idea to do. And I, unfortunately, just like probably with any profession, there is kind of some bad information out there. What they were told to do for Albert is when Albert, like, let one of his favorite thing to steal is shoes. So they have two daughters, I think, and they had like their flip-flops around, or wait, what do they call thongs out on the West Coast? Flip-flops?
We say both, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, shoes on the ground. So Albert stole the shoe, which is a pretty common puppy thing, you know, not a big deal. But what they were told to do was to call Albert to them and then give him a treat. So Albert steals shoes. They call him to them and give him a treat. So what's really happening? Well, the idea is to reinforce that they are able to call him over to them to get the shoe back. But what, and he's a very smart dog. He's like one of, I mean, most poodles are fairly intellectual as far as dogs go, but he is extremely smart. I mean, definitely sort of off the charts in that way. So he's going to pick stuff up real fast. And he, that was basically, he's like, all right, well, if I'm bored or, you know, maybe there's not even any reason at all, but I'll steal a shoe and then that will actually initiate the interaction of being called to them and then I get a treat. So it's basically rewarding the behavior. All right, well, so then once we kind of teased that out and figured out why he was doing it and why he was motivated to do it, which is very clear. You can't blame him. I mean, Eric, if I stole your, I don't know, something.
Hands off my, I don't know.
If I stole your wallet over there that was sitting on the table and I went over and I took it and then I ran over to the other side of the room and you said, come here. And I went over to you and then you gave me all the cash in your wallet, you know, for example, that might reinforce it. Or every time I did that.
Sure, you'd think easy money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, not taking into consideration right and wrong, of course, and ethics. But, you know, and dogs aren't doing it to be.
And can I just say that little plan is not going to work, Julie, so hands off.
Eric is a.
There's no cash in the wallet, so you, you know, you got another thing coming.
So, you know, I'd basically be getting rewarded for stealing.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you can't blame him. He's a smart dog. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're just opportunistic. That's all. So Okay, so now it was like, and they had been doing this for months. So this had been being reinforced for quite some time. So it wasn't just the kind of thing where they could like do something once differently and then Albert would be like, oh, okay, this isn't going to work anymore. Like, this is going to take some time. And so basically we have to look at, okay, well, what can we do now that's going to have stealing things not pay off for Albert? So that his experience is that this will not work for you anymore. And not only will it not work for you, but there's actually going to be a mild consequence for this undesirable behavior. Because it has gotten to be a big problem for this family. They can never relax. I mean, he's stealing things all over the place. He's destroying shoes. He's eating things. I think he's actually had to have something removed from his digestive tract already. So this has become quite a serious problem and potentially dangerous for him. So it's really important that this get corrected. So we had to figure out a way to make it so that, like I said, this doesn't work for him anymore. Well, so we sat down and I gave them some ideas, and then we actually had the opportunity to work on it with Albert, because he actually stole something while I was there. And it was actually, I wish that I had it on video, because to me it was so funny how it all went down. But I'm going to share what happened when Albert stole, he actually, when I was there, he stole an Elmo doll. Well, you know, one of the little girl's plush toys, an Elmo doll. I think it maybe talked. And that was something else that
he liked
to steal.
So was Elmo complaining the whole time as he was getting...
Help!
Yeah,
no. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to share what has worked in actually getting rid of this behavior. And it's been a few weeks now, and he has actually pretty much stopped stealing things altogether. So I'm going to share what worked for them when we come back. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Where I was born. I can't help it. Dumb-de, 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 dumb-de. Oh, New England. Dumb-de, 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 dumb-de. Oh, New England. Ride a wild man.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds and the horses up north. We'll spend extra time with the wild ones at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center. And two local rescues put out pleas for help this week, so we'll check on them as well. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034. Or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Next Monday, Vicky talks to Ina Siegel on how to uncover the messages your body is trying to teach you.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And that song goes out to you, Julie.
That was excellent. Eric, how you find these songs? It's the one of the great mysteries.
Well, I just listened.
Okay, that's a new one, and then I see, and then I hear, oh, New England, excellent. Thank you. Well, it's time to find out what worked for Albert the Labradoodle. Finally, after weeks of mentioning him. And it was so funny. So I was in their house with his mom, and we had just finished sort of working on some training and, basic obedience things. And then we had stopped and we were talking about something. And then he did it. He did the behavior. He stole Elmo. And this is something that has been reinforced, as I said. So he stole Elmo and ran out of the family room area, down the hall and around into the dining room. And a favorite place for dogs to go if they don't want you to catch them is the dining room table, because you end up playing that game where it's right. You go that way and the dog goes this way, and then you go try to go that way and they go the other way, and you just can't catch them.
Smart.
Yeah.
For them.
Right. So, and this is another thing actually that I want to talk about too, specifically. And there's another dog, Oliver the Shih Tzu, who does this behavior, and I talk about how to work through that. But anyway, so Albert did this behavior, and I went in after him. I didn't run in after him flailing. I just sort of evenly pursued him with intention. And then I saw that one of the squirt bottles that I had recommended that they acquire was actually right there. So it was perfect. So I grabbed the squirt bottle and I started squirting him across the table and telling him no. Uh-huh. So it's just got water in it, so it's not hurting him, but it's not something that he likes. I mean, if I squirted you in the face, you probably wouldn't be like, that was fun, do it again.
Right. Well, if we were outside with soakers, maybe. But maybe. In everyday life, no.
Right. If I just reached across right now and squirted you, you might not like it.
And I'd say, give me my wallet back and quit squirting me.
Especially not with all the electronics around.
Exactly.
But so I squirted Albert, and he was kind of dodgy still, and he's got a lot of hair because he's a doodle. So they're not they're not as affected by the water as maybe a short-haired pointer or something like that.
They're absorbent.
Yes. And but so it was perfect because as I had gotten a couple squirts in, but I was still it wasn't clear that I was really the one winning the interaction yet. And then all of a sudden I see through the doorway an arm and hand reach through with another squirt bottle.
It was surrounded.
And it was his mom. Yeah. And so she came in from the other angle and squirted him and told him no, the same thing. And he dropped it. So, and it was perfect. It could not have been orchestrated more perfectly. But it was just funny because I was in the heat of it. And then all of a sudden it's the relief comes
reinforcements
in. Reinforcements. Exactly.
Arrive. Just in the nick of time.
Quick thinking on her part. She had grabbed a squirt bottle that was in the kitchen and he dropped it. And it's just no. And then I went and took it and we just, that's it. It's not no, and then I take it and then yell at him. And, it's none of that. It's just simply that this is not going to work for you anymore, because you have to take out the motivation in order for the dog to stop doing it. And so he quit and then we went into the living room or back in the family room, and then he was fine. And, we kept talking and did some more training and all that. But if that happens for him consistently, then he will stop the behavior. And he actually has now, because it's been probably a month since we started working together. And that was actually the second lesson that I had done with them. So they already had the squirt bottles. They were kind of already starting to implement things as best they could after the first lesson. So Albert already kind of knew that something was up and things were a little bit different. And she actually told me during that lesson that she could tell that he knew that things had changed, because he was, even before that perfect interaction between the two of us and him, that he's already been giving it up faster. Like, he's just, he'll take it, but then it's kind of like a buzzkill because he doesn't get reinforced anymore. So then he's like, oh, and then just kind of like drops it more readily than he was. So they were already starting to see progress. And that just tells you how in tuned he is to the home environment, because he knew, okay, we're not playing this game anymore. Now we're actually taking actions that are consistent with you not doing this behavior and extinguishing the undesirable behavior. And so even just with slight changes, he knew something was up. He kind of knew that the game was over. And then that one was perfect. So, you know, it's actually very straightforward when you break it down. If you first look at a behavior and identify what it is that the dog's getting out of it. What happens? We had a caller in several months ago who asked me why his Malamute barked at him and his mother when they sat down to watch television. And it was like, okay, well, this is a predictable behavior, so let's break it down. So the first thing to do is to identify what's happening. And it's not what you're making mean about what's happening, or why you think the dog is doing it, or how they're feeling. It's just simply what's actually happening. So in Albert's case, it's Albert steals something that he shouldn't have. So he steals a shoe or a stuffed animal or whatever. Albert steals a shoe. That's what happens. What happens as a result of that first behavior? Well, if he's continuing to do it, then whatever's happening as a result of it must be reinforcing it, because if it didn't work, he simply wouldn't do it. So we look at what's happening. Well, we call him to us and give him a treat. Well, okay, can you see how that is reinforcing the behavior? That's not a consequence. That's a reward, kind of a through the back door, but it's still a reward. So then once you identify, okay, well, this is why it's been being reinforced, then what do we need to replace in the what's happening as a result of the behavior so that he stops? So instead of them calling him to them and giving him a treat or chasing him, which is also reinforcing it, because that's like the most fun for a dog, to be chased. I have it. You can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. Like, this is the most fun. So now it's just like, sorry, buddy, this isn't going to work for you anymore. You can't be stealing things. Now what's going to happen is that you're going to get squirted in the face and you're not going to get a reaction from us. You're not going to get us, you know, running around and getting all feeding into it. And so it's working.
And Elmo is free to roam in peace and harmony.
Elmo
once again
has been saved.
Awesome.
Because, yes, the fate of a plush toy in Albert's mouth was not a good one.
No.
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. Disemboweled.
Poor Elmo.
De-stuffed, yeah. So it's just so interesting how they're really, it can be so straightforward, but it can be so hard to see sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be so simple. And, you know, the hardest part with all of this is actually following through and being consistent. And so they had done a great job of actually getting a bunch of squirt bottles, not just one, because if you need it and it's like, where is that thing? Oh, it's across the house. I mean, by the time you finally get it, it's like you've lost your moment.
They need a holster, sounds
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. Or like the backpack one.
Yeah, whip it out really quick.
Well, they just had them strategically placed around the house. And so there was that one there for me. And then he's just, in like I said, he's extraordinarily smart. So, you know, if your dog is doing something that you don't like, if it's an undesirable behavior, especially one that, you know, is attention getting, like stealing things or barking, you really need to look at what you're doing in response to that behavior. Because if the behavior is continuing and or getting worse, then the one thing you can be sure of, generally speaking, is that it's being reinforced. Because dogs will not do things that don't work for them, unlike people. We tend to try things over and over again that continue to not work, but other animals don't. So you use that model, figure out what's going on, and then find out, you know, identify what it is that's happening as a result. And then you can see where you're going wrong. And then you can also see, okay, well, what can I do to negate the behavior now rather than reinforce it? And if you need more help or if you need someone to look into things more in detail for your specific situation, then I'm available to do that as well. That's what I do here in Western Washington. And my website for training is www.sensitivedog.com, and it's actually just recently gotten a makeover. So check that out to find out a little bit more about my training philosophy and services, sensitivedog.com. And I think really all dogs are sensitive. So it's a matter of being smart in how you're interacting with them. It doesn't mean that there aren't sometimes consequences in the world, but they are always fair and usually very mild.
See, I think David Letterman needs to give you a call. Because he's lately, for the last few weeks, he's talking about how he got a new dog for his son, and how the dog is a hellhound, and all he wants to do is chew his flesh and drink his blood. So I think he needs to call in the reinforcements.
I think he does.
Call Julie.
I think that's a fabulous idea. Can you arrange that?
I will. With my radio power. Maybe we should start a little campaign or something, though. Seems like a good thing to do on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Get David Letterman to call Julie Forbes in
help
out with his hellhound.
That's right.
I think you've got the solutions for him.
What kind of dog is it that he has?
I can't recall what kind of dog you said it was. I'll find that out, though.
All right. Well, maybe we'll find this out on break. We are going to take a quick break. Now, I told a joke last week, and I was inspired to look up some dog jokes. And unfortunately, most of what I found so far is actually not very funny, but I did find one that made me chuckle, so I'm going to share that. And if you have a question about your dog, whether it be training, behavior, or food-related, it could be quirky behavior, you know, really anything that you're curious about, feel free to give us a call. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Feel free to give us a call. You can ask your question on air. No charge, and I'd be happy to answer it and share the answer with everybody in Western Washington and beyond, because we are on iTunes as well.
And by the way, David Letterman says that his dog is half yellow lab, half Satan. So
okay, that would be
a tough
hellhound,
mix. Right?
That would be a tough mix, but a tough mix to cross, though. I almost think the yellow lab would probably cancel out the Satan, but. Because they're so sweet.
Apparently not, though.
Apparently not. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Let's play 10 questions. What is new at KKNW?
Real estate radio.
What's the show about?
Real estate.
Actually, Val, we focus on buying, selling, owning, and financing residential real estate.
That's right, at the ground level where most of us live.
Who are you guys?
Well, I'm Rob Gray, a broker for John L. Scott in West Seattle.
And I'm Craig Goble with Cascade Pacific Mortgage.
We're both active real estate professionals, and we're in the trenches every day.
Don't miss Real Estate Radio at its new time, 2 o'clock every Thursday here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And I'm going to have to post a link to that on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. But there's actually a clip of the interview on Letterman with...
He's been talking about it for weeks, but last night he had Drew Barrymore on, and she was talking about the great relationship that she's got with her doggies and what she says to them. You know, I'm not neurotic, and neither should you be.
And neither are you.
That's right. That's right.
That was funny.
And but Dave was talking about how his dog, Sully, was biting him, and so he was showing actually some bite marks on his arm and stuff, so... Mm. He'd been talking about for weeks that this dog is apparently a hellhound, even though it's just a little puppy.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's got some issues. So I really think he needs to call Julie Forbes.
Well, I'm going to pursue that, Eric. Let's do it.
We'll start a group on Facebook, and we'll get as many people as we can to like it. It worked for Betty White.
Yes,
got her
it
on
did.
Saturday Night Live. So let's start the grassroots campaign.
All right, sounds good.
Before he gets beaten or bitten and chewed up again.
Right, no kidding. Or the dog gets rehomed or something.
Right, right.
Which is so typically what happens with dogs when they have an issue like that. People just don't know how to work through it, and then they end up in the shelter.
And it seems to me there's a lot of trainers out there with some bad ideas. You talked about the lady that suggested, who was it, too, that they dress up in a rat costume. like stuff like this, like, is the kind of ideas that a lot of these celebrity dog trainers seem to have, you know, and I'm not so sure that...
That was funny. That was Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin, that's right. Yes.
Who I met and talked to about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did she think that was nuts, like we thought it was nuts?
Yeah. But of course she did it, and it made for a great show.
Right.
But in order to keep the dog from escaping out of a hole in the fence, the trainer recommended she dress up in a gigantic rat costume and wait on the other side and basically ambush the dog to scare them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's lucky she didn't get attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really work. But it was really funny. I'm going to have to try to find that and post that on the website as well as this little Letterman clip.
And see, Letterman is talking about how he's got a trainer that comes in and the dog is on fantastic behavior while the trainer's there. As soon as the trainer leaves, back to being a hellhound.
Well, you got to teach the people, too.
Apparently.
Half of dog training is people training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not doing him any good. All right, here's the joke that I found that I thought was actually fairly clever. A guy is driving around Oklahoma and he sees a sign in front of a house, talking dog for sale. He rings the bell and the owner tells him the dog is in the backyard.
I've heard this joke. I'm sorry. It's
have?
A good one. Yes.
The guy goes into the backyard and sees a Labrador retriever sitting there. You talk, he asks. Yep, the lab replies. So what's your story? The lab looks up and says, well, I discovered that I could talk when I was pretty young. I wanted to help the government, so I told the CIA about my gift. And in no time at all, they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders because no one figured out a dog would be eavesdropping. I was one of their most valuable spies for 8 years running. But the jetting around really tired me out, and I knew I wasn't getting any younger, so I decided to settle down. I signed up for a job at the airport to do some undercover security, wandering near suspicious characters and listening in. I uncovered some incredible dealings and was awarded a batch of medals. I got married, had a mess of puppies, and now I'm just retired. The guy is amazed. He goes back in and asks the owner what he wants for the dog. $10, the guy says. $10? This dog is amazing. Why on earth are you selling him so cheap? Because he's a damn liar. He never did any of that stuff. Ha ha. And the first time Eric played that sound effect, I thought it was actually his laugh.
No. I think that's a great joke.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty funny joke in the company of many, many bad jokes that are out there. I don't even want to repeat them.
Well, have you seen the sometimes the lost dog poster? Have you seen this one?
Yes.
Okay.
So, looking at me funny gives me the creeps or something like that?
No. Occasionally you'll see this poster posted that says lost dog, missing one leg, one eye.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can't hear.
Right.
And answers to Lucky.
Right. Yep. That's an old one.
Very old.
Yeah. So that's my dog joke. I'm going to look for some funnier ones and continue to share the good ones that I
yes.
do come across.
But, our listeners have a great dog joke that they want to share with us, it would be great to either hear from you today on the show at 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington at 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569. Or you can send it to Julie at what would be the email address?
Email is host@dogtalkshow.com.
And they can also like the Dog Talk Show on Facebook, and then they could leave that as a comment, maybe.
Yep, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and the website, and I post at least once a week. And we've got some great coupons, too, coupon codes that you should keep your ear out for and check the website, and I will usually post those on my Twitter account. The Twitter tag is Dog Talk Show. There's a 10% off coupon code for Natural Bark dog treats, and the website is naturalbark.com, and they're homemade in New Hampshire, and you can order them online, and that would give you 10% off your purchase, and they are already very affordable, so it's a great deal for some high-quality dog biscuits that aren't going to have anything in it that is harmful or that's going to cause your dog to have an allergic reaction. And last week we had on Frankie, the walk and roll wiener dog, and we've had some really great guests. And I've been compiling some things for sort of a jackpot prize for a contest that I'm going to run in the month of September. And this is a contest not just for radio listeners live Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., which is now. But it's also going to be open to my iTunes listeners and online archive listeners as well, because the show is available on iTunes as a free download in the podcast section. Just search for The Dog Talk Show with Julie Forbes. And all the shows are also archived on the website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. I think today's show is show number 78. pretty amazing. But the people who listen online or on iTunes who don't listen live aren't able to participate in all of the great giveaways that we have done on the show.
That's true.
So I wanted to do something that includes the online listeners as well. And it's going to have to do with car stickers, because we have these great car stickers that are free, waterproof.
And urine-proof.
Thank you. And they're really cute. The logo's awesome. They're orange and blue. They look great. You can see what the logo looks like on the Dog Talk Show website. It's that graphic right at the top, the oval logo with the dog with the headphones and the radio waves. And so that's the, just a heads up. So if you would like a car sticker or five sent to you, just send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. And just send me your mailing address. I'd be happy to get out to you as many stickers as you'd like. And then in September, you can participate in the contest.
Beautify your bumper.
Yes, or your window or whatever. So so I'm giving people some time to get those car stickers in, and that way you can participate. This is going to be a really, really great prize, probably the biggest one that we've given away so far. So worth your while, and you get a free car sticker that looks great on your car at the same time. Host@dogtalkshow.com is how you can get in touch with me. And I'd be happy to send you out some stickers if you would like. We also have just a few spots left for advertising. We're almost filled up, but I do have probably two or three spots left. So if you're interested in advertising your company, business, product, service on the Dog Talk Show, it is very affordable. It includes the radio ads as well as the ads on iTunes and the ads on the website that link directly to your website. So if you'd like more information about that, now's the time. You can send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. I'd be happy to send you some info about that too. So I have some new events that I'm going to announce when we come back from break. As well as talk again about some events that I've mentioned in past weeks. And so stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Kisses on your collar. Lily, 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 stay.
Can carpet cleaners change the world? They can try. At Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, they believe that the earth is our only home. The cleaner we make it, the better home it is. Their process is Green Seal approved, 100% organic, non-toxic, hypoallergenic, perfume-free, and rinses clean. Right now, Green Shield Carpet Cleaning will clean up to three areas in a hallway for only $99. This includes pet urine enzyme treatment, deodorization, and stain guard application at no extra charge. Call Green Shield Carpet Cleaning at 206-414-1039. On the east side, call 425-440-8316. Or you can visit them on the web at greenshieldcarpetcleaning.com. Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, changing the world one customer at a time.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Denae, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034. Or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Lily leaves kisses on your collar.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, home of the Seattle Storm.
That's right.
Yes. And they have a playoff game tonight against LA that we're going to.
Cool.
Go Storm, go.
That's right. And people can actually listen to it here on the station, too.
Yes. So if you can't go in person, tune in. Darcy went last Saturday, and it was crazy exciting. They won by 1 point. It was a fairly physical game. I mean, two very, very good teams. I think this is the best year the Storm has had statistically.
That's right. Yeah.
And
I think they're the number one team in the country right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And shall they remain after tonight's game? But we're going. Very excited for that. But I just wanted to send a shout out to them. Go get them.
Very cool.
Yep. And you can listen to the Storm games on this fine station. I think the game starts at 8.
That's right.
Yep. So tune in. So yeah, I'm going to set up a page or group on Facebook to get me on Letterman to help him with his devil dog.
Excellent. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Because, you know, and he's got a lab, right?
Uh-huh.
And they are very oral dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're bred to have things in their mouth all the time. Those are the retrievers.
Apparently it's his arm that they're...
Well, it's a puppy, and maybe he's a little bit of a crazy puppy, but there's ways to kind of direct that need to put your mouth on things that isn't his arm, so
right.
that the dog isn't tearing him up. And the other thing, too, is that when they're puppies, their teeth are like pins, so they're...
Mm-hmm.
Puppy teeth are actually, I think, scarier than adult teeth because they're so sharp. But check that out on Facebook. I'll set that page up probably this weekend. But I will announce that next week and we'll campaign to get me on Letterman.
I think that's a great idea because clearly he needs some help. And
he does.
You're the one to do it.
And clearly Drew Barrymore didn't have any helpful advice for him. So.
Right, right. Well, her and her dogs are on the same wavelength, apparently, so it's okay.
Yeah. I am not neurotic, and you don't need to be either.
Right.
Or whatever she said.
Apparently it works for her and
does.
Her dog, so
she's
that's good.
Yeah, that's great for her. Does not help in Letterman, though.
No, his dog is very neurotic, apparently.
Well... All right, so we've got a very fun event coming up that I've just found out about today, Bowling for Bullies. And it is going to benefit Bullseye Dog Rescue, a nonprofit pit bull rescue, while raising public awareness about the breed. It's an afternoon of bowling, bowl for a bully and help raise funds and... be a part of the media event for this wonderful breed. It is Sunday, September 26th, 1:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. at West Seattle Bowl, which is actually a great facility in West Seattle to go bowling. It's right off the bridge. You can go to, let's see, what's the website? Bowling for Bullies. And I'll post this on the web, on the Dog Talk Show homepage, bowlingforbullies.vpweb.com. That's bowlingforbullies.vpweb.com. And I will post that link on the Dog Talk Show website as well. Sounds like a fun event. Bullseye Dog Rescue does some great work in education around bull breeds, which is the most important thing around this very hot issue. And I've actually had, some time ago, had on a guest from the ASPCA, the Vice President of Anti-Cruelty Field Services, was interviewed on the Dog Talk Show after that gigantic dog fighting bust that happened in the Midwest. It spanned, I think, 8 states, and there were hundreds of dogs that were recovered. And I was able to talk with the gentleman who is in charge of actually evaluating these dogs to see which ones can be saved and which ones cannot. So, you know, as far as behavior goes. So it's an interesting topic. And, you know, there's a lot of passion on both sides of the pit bull and sort of dangerous dogs issue. And, you know, the thing to understand about you know, any dog that's bred to fight other dogs is that it's been bred into them. They have been raised for generations, you know, to have this prey drive, this aggression that is inherent in terriers, actually directed towards their own breed. And it's not something that they can, when they have a high drive, it's not something that they can help. So it's, you know, a lot of people say that, oh, they must have been trained to do that. And it's not the case. I mean, my cattle dogs know how to herd, and, you know, I never trained them to do it. They just do it because it's what their genes are telling them to do, because it's what they were bred for. And Bullseye Dog Rescue does really, really wonderful work in rescue and education. And their website is bullseyerescue.org. And you can check them out, too. But if you can make it to that event, that sounds like a blast. Bowling for Bullies, it's going to raise money for this wonderful local organization. And I will post all of this information on the Dog Talk Show homepage, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Dog Talk Show is the tag. And we're also on Facebook. You can become a fan of the Dog Talk Show page. Be the first to find out about new coupon codes that become available. A word, too, about our advertisers. We've got some new advertisers coming in this next quarter. We do have, like I said, a few spots left. So if you're interested, get in touch with me, host@dogtalkshow.com. But that's, you know, all of the advertisers on this show that run during this hour are handpicked by me. And they are services and companies that I have used myself and that I highly recommend. So do listen during the advertisements. And if you find yourself in need of, you know, an electrician, Kemley Electric is an excellent company, so that you're not just kind of taking a stab in the dark. A naturopathic physician, Institute of Complementary Medicine, a wonderful group of doctors there in Seattle's First Hill neighborhood. Color Masters Northwest is a new advertiser that repairs vinyl. I was just able to get my little dog nail dents that are in the interior of my car repaired very affordably and without having to replace the whole panel. It sounds like David Letterman could probably use the help of that as well.
I think so.
Yeah. Natural Pet Pantry and the other great advertisers, Robert Meduzia, the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. These are all, if you called me or if you were a friend or family and asked me for a referral for this type of business, these are the people I would tell you about. So do pay attention to that. And they are what makes the show possible. So, you know, check them out. If you have an opportunity to refer someone else to them, please do. Because if you like the show, then you can thank them by sending them your business and business of your friends and family. Again, my website has just had a makeover for my dog training and behavior business, which is Sensitive Dog. And you can go to www.sensitivedog.com and check that out. And I've just, part of this makeover is a blog, a trainer's diary. So I'm going to start blogging about stories like Albert the Doodle and Oliver the Shih Tzu, who I didn't get to talk about today, but I will. The two Chihuahuas that I just started working with yesterday. You know, it's really interesting to get to know these individual dogs and just to share what I learn as I work with each dog as I continue to do this work. They keep teaching me mainly about patience and sticking with it.
And having a lot of it.
And having a lot of it, for sure. That's one of the things that, one of the biggest things is for us to just slow down and be present and be patient. So thanks so much for listening, and thank you to Albert the Doodle for allowing me so graciously to share his story. And you can get in touch with me either host@dogtalkshow.com, or you can look at my training website, sensitivedog.com, as well. And we will be back here, same time, same place, next week and every week, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. live. And if you can't listen on the radio, you can also stream us live at www.1150kknw.com. We'll be at the Storm game tonight. Go get them. And you can tune into that game on 1150 a.m. tonight at 8 as well. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show. Have a great week.